Nolte, CNN pundit rethinking wish for Rush Limbaugh to beat cancer. By John Nolte on August 19, 2020. As several months ago I tweeted well wishes to Rush Limbaugh on his health fight. I'm rethinking that tweet this morning, KNLL pundit Joe Lockhart tweeted Monday. Back in February, the far-left KNLL pundit, former Clinton White House press secretary, and Joe Biden supporter expressed his wish for Limbaugh to enjoy a full recovery from his stage 4 cancer. I wish a full recovery for Rush Limbaugh, but the idea he deserves a Medal of Freedom is offensive, Lockhart tweeted. He's built a radio empire on spreading hate, spewing disinformation and dividing Americans. It cheapens the medal for every person who earned the distinction. Now Lockhart is on the fence about his hope Limbaugh, who is still in the prime of his life, won't die of a terrible disease. What set Lockhart off is that during his nationally syndicated radio show on Friday, Limbaugh shared a couple of news items involving others involving mockery and criticism of the relationship Vice President nominee Kamala Harris had with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown in the mid-90s. Limbaugh started with a Facebook meme, the fake campaign slogan that got veteran NBA photographer Bill Baptist fired after he shared it, that reads "Joe in the hole." All Limbaugh did was mention the story, talk about Baptist's firing and why he was fired, and talked about another story that explains where the meme comes from. I have two stories about Kamala Harris. One's from The Spectator, and one is from the oddball sports websites, Limbaugh told his listeners. The NBA has fired a freelance photographer because he insulted Kamala Harris. His name is Bill Baptist. He posted an image that read "Joe in the hole," H-O-E, Limbaugh explained. Now, what do you think that's about, Joe in the hole? Well, that takes me to the second story. Limbaugh then moved on to the Spectator piece, saying, "There is this from the Spectator, why it should matter to women that Kamala slept her way up. Whoa. You know what that's about? That's about Willie Brown," Limbaugh said. He then quoted directly from the piece, before adding his own thoughts. "It's no secret, but public knowledge that Kamala Harris slept her way up into California political life by being a very public escort and mattress for California Democrat kingmaker Willie Brown. Now, some people read this story, mattress? Didn't he mean mistress? No, I think they meant matters here. I think, Dov Fisher is the author of this story. So we have two different stories here that are trading off the known fact that she was Willie Brown's mattress, and that, Brown, has written about it, and that he has talked about how it propelled her. That he ended up being one of her mentors." Limbaugh went on to comment how the media are ignoring these stories. "I have yet to see any reaction to either of these stories anywhere in the drive-by media. Now, normally the Spectator story alone would be causing these people in the mainstream media to go absolutely berserk," he remarked. "The problem for the media is that all of this is being fueled by Brown, a black Democrat, who has admitted to the extramarital affair. He and his wife were separated at the time, when he was 60 and she was 29. Yes, I may have influenced her career by appointing her to two state commissions when I was Assembly Speaker," Brown admitted. "And I certainly helped with her first race for district attorney in San Francisco. I have also helped the careers of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Governor Gavin Newsom, Senator Dianne Feinstein and a host of other politicians," he added. "The difference is that Harris is the only one who, after I helped her, sent word that I would be indicted if I so much as jaywalked while she was DA. Well, there's one more difference, and that's what this whole uproar is about. And that's why a KNLL pundit is thinking of rescinding his wish that Limbaugh doesn't die of cancer. Because Limbaugh dared to discuss the events of the day." Limbaugh did not call Harris a HOE, but in today's fascist culture, if you don't condemn criticism of a sacred cow, remember, you can still call Sarah Palin and Melania Trump whatever you like. You will be accused of calling the sacred cow a hoe. Look at this freakout. Not just Lockhart, but the rest of these crybullies. It's now perfectly okay for a KNLL pundit to suggest he hopes a conservative dies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.